Good to be back here. What happened? Bangkok!
Oh my god.
I can't tell if you're white or not.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the biggest stand-up comedian in the world and the pride of Brampton, Ontario, Sydney, Australia. Give it up for Russell Peters!
Starting from scratch and DJ Spinbad, ladies and gentlemen. Just so you guys know, that's actually what DJs are supposed to do. You see how they were DJing and they weren't looking at you? Because they were fucking DJing. I know a lot of you spend money to go see these so-called DJs that stand there in big arenas like this and their arms are in the air. They better be DJing with their dick right now. That's all I'm saying, because if your arms are in the air, who the fuck is playing the music? That's like you spending money to come see me, and then I put on a DVD and go. Stand there making hand hearts. Good to be back here. How are you, buddy? I can't tell if you're white or not. It's not that easy anymore, you know? Back in the day, when you see a white person, you knew they were white immediately. When I was a kid, if I saw a white person, I didn't have to ask. If I was like, are you white? They'd be like, what the fuck else would I be? But now you need to confirm. What are you, sir? Are you white? Even you hesitated. You had to go through your own lineage. Be like, I'm a... Apparently I am, yes. Because you're not regular white. You got, like, hairy immigrant arms. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like a shot of those. You get those? You're missing the arm cue. It's right there. Oh, look at that thing. Jesus, that is... That's not proper white, buddy. I don't know. That's Italian or Greek or something. I don't know what's going on there. Where are your parents from?
UK.
Oh, okay, so... Yeah, that's pretty white. That, in fact, is the benchmark. That you are one hairy Englishman, I'll tell you that. Fee, fi, fo, fum. I smell the hair of an Englishman. You know why you gotta ask nowadays? I was in Florida. You guys ever go to Florida in the U.S.? If you go to Florida, everybody in Florida looks like everybody in this room until they open their mouth. Spanish flies right out of their mouth. Like, not like a little bit of Spanish. Like, you could tell that's all their thoughts, everything they do is in Spanish. You know how you could tell when you say hello to them? You can see your hello enter their head. You're like, hello, and you see it go, hello, equals, hola. Reply with hello. And you know that their hello started with a J. That's the best part, you know? Hello. It's not just a greeting, it's my favorite dessert. It's Sucks for me. I like the Spanish language, but if you go to a place where all they do is speak Spanish and they should be speaking English, it gets annoying. Because they see the brown skin, they just assume something's going on. They just, everywhere I go in Florida, they're like, oye, cubano, oye, listen up there, fucking Fernando. I don't want to dance right now. First of all, we're at a gas station. This is really awkward. When I told the guy, I go, I don't speak Spanish. He goes, what kind of fucking Latino don't speak Spanish? When I told the guy I wasn't Latino, he reacted like a guy who bought a hooker and found out it was a guy. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, no, I'm not Latino. What the fuck are you? Pointed at my dick when he did it. He goes, what the fuck is that? I like Spanish, it just gets annoying when everybody's speaking it to you. Everybody, hola, hola, ¿cómo estás? Hola. I got annoyed, I was getting fed up. I walked into a store, I saw an Indian guy with a turban, I got all excited. I was like, thank God, my people. I go, how you doing, man? He goes, hola. I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake. Can't speak Spanish with Indian head motions, it doesn't work like that. ¿Qué pasó? Been traveling a lot on this tour. That's the fun thing about being on the road, is going to countries I'd never been to. I was in Thailand. I know a lot of you have been to Thailand. It's not far from here. I like how a lot of you don't want to admit you've been to Thailand because you're fucking perverts. That's why. Thailand's great. When I go to countries I've never been to, you know what I like to do? I like to experience what they're famous for. Not ladyboys, you filthy pirates, all right? I was in Bangkok. You know what's funny about Bangkok? It doesn't matter how old you get. When you hear Bangkok, you'll giggle every time. 42 years old, I'm like, Bangkok. Because you start thinking about the origin of names, right? And you start trying to figure out how they came up with that name, like they were having a meeting in Thailand. They were like, we need a name for the city. Okay, quick lunch break, we come back. Oh! What happened? Bangkok. Kind of makes you wonder how they came up with the name for the island of Phuket. You know what I mean? What do you want to call that island? I don't know. Fuck it. Whatever. Just, I went to, when I was in Bangkok, I went for a Thai massage. That's what else they're famous for. Just so you guys know, if you go to Thailand, you want a Thai massage, just say you want a massage, not a Thai massage, because they understand that it's already Thailand. But I didn't know. One of my friends was telling me about the Thai massages. It's actually customary over there for the lady giving you the massage to... not shoot dice. I mean, finish you off. And I was like, well, all right. And I just out of curiosity, I was like, well, why do they do that? Not that I'm opposed to it. I just want to know why. And he goes, because, you know, they give you this great massage, and you're relaxed all over your whole body, except for dead center. You're stiff. And then he's like, well, when is a man most relaxed? Right after, right? And then you add a great massage onto that, and you're just fucking jello when you leave. You can tell who's had a massage. Everybody walking through the streets of Bangkok, hey, is he hammered? No, he had a great massage. So I was like, all right, I'll try it out. So I went for my massage, and my luck, I'm not making this up, just my luck, when I was there, they had just passed a law saying that these women weren't allowed to, they were no longer allowed to finish you off with their hands. And they weren't going to start blowing everybody. It's not that kind of party, you know what I mean? Because even when they do finish you off with their hands, it's not done like, you know, outside of Thailand. Like, over here, it'll be considered dirty. Everyone's, hey, man, you want to go to rub and tug? You know, it's like, it always has that gross undertone to it. Like, you go to a rub and tug, and the lady's talking shit to you. Oh, so big, you know? And she's taking her time, and, you know. Not over there. It has nothing to do with sexuality. It's just like to, you know, to relax you. So they've got it down to like two pumps. And like, ding, ding, get out. You know what I mean? Like, they don't care how big, how small. They're like, just ding, ding, get out. You know what I mean? So I'm trying to figure out what's going to happen when I go for my massage. So I go, what happens? He goes, I don't know. I go, well, you're going to find out. And I go, all right. I go, will they still finish me off? Probably, but I don't know how. I go, all right, great. So I go for my massage. This cute little Thai lady, she gives me this great massage down my back, down my legs, down my feet, up my legs, up my chest, and then she gets to my hog. And I know something's gonna happen, right? But I don't know what, so I just tilt my head back and relax, right? And I feel a wonderful sensation on my wiener. And I'm thinking maybe she's doing the old, you know, like the elbow crease. I don't know, like, I say the old like it's a move or something, but like, it, I mean, I've never had a girl go, ooh, you like that? No, I don't know, right? I'm just saying. I'm thinking maybe she's doing it with her feet, which I like, you know what I mean? I like women's feet. That works for me, right? So I'm like, I feel this great sensation. So my curious side wants to see what's happening. So I look up, and I swear to God, she's doing this. She's giving me the best wrist job I've ever had in my life. Like, I didn't know you could do that with a wrist. I went back to my hotel room that night because it felt so good. I thought I'd give it a shot, you know? Just sitting at the edge of my bed, I'm like, all right. Just a note, fellas, if you're going to try this tonight, take your watch off. That's all I'm saying. Don't be the reason you have a Bangkok. I was in the Middle East. Where are the Arabs at tonight, Arabs? It's a lot of Arabs. It's a dangerous amount. What style of Arab are you guys here? Lebanese! What the fuck is Lebanese? Is that some sort of hamburger topping that I don't know about?
Yeah, mate, how you going? Let me get a hamburger.
That's my impression of you guys. I don't know what the fuck it makes me laugh.
Hey, how you going, mate? No worries. Yeah, all right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are you a particularly high-strung bunch of people that you have to tell everybody, no worries, stop worrying, mate. All right. Are you worried? Because no worries. All right. Yeah, yeah. I also feel like I should shove carrots in your mouth when you're talking to me.
Hey, how you going, mate? No worries.
I'm not worried.
You shouldn't be. Crikey.
Lebanese. Let me get the ketchup and some Lebanese on that, please. Oh, what's Lebanese? It's lemon and mayonnaise. It's why don't they call it Lemonese? Lebanese sounds better. My Lebanese friends, have you ever gone back to Beirut? Let me tell you something. I've partied all over the world. And by far, without trying to suck up to you guys, because I'm scared. But out of all the places I've been to in the world, Beirut parties like you've never seen before. Like They literally party like there's no tomorrow. There could very well be over there, you know what I mean? You've never seen chain smoking. Like you go to Beirut, you see chain smokers, light up a cigarette, finish, and throw it on the ground and start another one. Lebanon, three at a time. Literally, one this hand, and like one of those fake blue ones for safety. You know what I mean? And I'm like, dude, aren't you worried about getting cancer? I will never die of cancer. Do you have the cure? The Yehudis will kill me well before the cancer can. I don't have to worry about that, cancer. Cancer, AIDS, no disease will get me. Don't worry. I know what the problem is in the Middle East. My Arab friends, listen up. Here's how to start change over there. Here's what the first problem is. Arab men will never say, no, I don't know. They will never say no, and they will never admit to not knowing something. It somehow emasculates an Arab man to not know something. It doesn't matter what it is. If he doesn't know, he'll make up a story. And he will yell it at you. Doesn't matter what you ask him. It could be something as simple as, hey, do you know how to make a cake? Because, yes, of course. Everybody knows how to make cake. Really? Because I don't know how to make a cake. Could you show me?
Yes.
You know how you could tell when an Arab guy's lying? He'll start his answer off with,
okay.
That's the fucking tip-off. When you know he's lying, right then. Because I'm like, really? I don't know how to make a cake. How do you make a cake?
Okay. First, you get cake. Then you make it for 20 minutes. Then you have cake.
Are you sure? Because I don't think that's how you make cake.
That is the only way to make cake! They've been making cake like that since the beginning of time.
I'm like, all right, don't get crazy. I'm just asking. It's true, it doesn't matter what you ask them. If they don't know, they will make up a story. And this really happened to me last year. I was in Dubai. I was in Bloomingdale's, the department store, the American department store. So clearly, there's a problem with the Jews and the Arabs. So I'm in Bloomingdale's. I'm looking to leave the store. I'm looking for an escalator. I see a security guy stand there. I walk up and I go, hi, is there an escalator in here?
Yes.
Do you know where it is?
Yes, of course.
Do you think you could tell me where it is?
Yes.
Fucking tell me then, right?
Okay. You go straight, then left, then right.
I have no reason to doubt this guy. Go straight, then left, then right. So I go straight, I go left, and I go right into a wall. There's another guy working in that part of the store. I go, excuse me, is there an escalator here? He goes, do you see one? I go, no, I don't see one. That's why I'm asking. Do you think maybe they put a wall in front of it? I go, I don't know what I think. That's why I'm asking you.
Why would you think there is an escalator on this wall?
Because some guy that worked here told me there was an escalator here.
Maybe he lied.
Who the hell lies about an escalator?
Apparently that guy.
I go, is there an escalator in your store?
Of course. How else you go up and down?
Do you know where it is?
I work here.
So did that guy. Can you tell me where it is?
Yes.
Where the fuck is it?
Okay. You have to go back. Then go straight, then left, then right.
I go, no. That's how I ended up here. Those are the same directions.
Well, that's what it is.
Are you sure?
Why would I lie?
Why would that guy lie?
That's his problem.
I go, okay, thank you. So I go back. I walk past the guy that gave me the bullshit directions. Now I'm hoping, as a man, that this guy is going to continue the lie for me. At least do that. You know, when I say, hey, man, there's no escalator over there, I'm hoping this guy's going to be like, what?
It was just there 1 hour ago. They moved it?
But nothing. I go, hey, man, there's no escalator over there. This guy goes... That's the problem in the Middle East. Arab men, you need to know how to say,
no, I don't know.
Do you realize how much shit could have been avoided? The Iraq War would never have happened. They knew they didn't have weapons of mass destruction. But when the U.S. asked them, do you have weapons of mass destruction?
Yes, of course. Everybody has weapons of mass destruction.
Even the Iraqi people are like, what are you doing?
Shut up.
Where are they?
Okay. Go straight, then left, then right.
And I don't speak Arabic. Sadly, I don't speak any other languages. I know, you know, phrases and stuff in other people's languages, but I have a theory. If you don't speak another language, you can fake it. The trick is to know what another language sounds like, and then when you do your impression of it, sound angry when you do it. Because when you're angry, you'll screw up whatever you're trying to say anyway. It doesn't matter what language, even if you speak the language. You know, just, you'll get angry and you'll screw it up. So if you know what it sounds like, you can fake it by just sounding angry. Like, I'll give an example. If I went to India, there's over 200 languages in India. I don't know any of them at all. I know, like, a couple of greetings, but I don't know enough to get me in or out of trouble. But I know what they all sound like. And if I was stuck in India and I needed some help, I would just fake it. They would never know. I could be stuck in India in a market. I'd be like, "Ek tam bol khad bol." They won't know. They'd be like, "Oh my God, he's very angry. I don't know. I don't know what dialect that one is, but this man is very angry. He is most angry. He's very cross. So cross." That's what Indian people do. We don't want that bad energy in us. We take it and throw it out of our heads. We don't get out of my head and into my car. Same thing with any language you can fake. And I'm going to Hong Kong in a couple of weeks. If I get stuck there, fuck it. I don't speak Cantonese, but I know what it sounds like. I'll just act angry. I don't know what language that man is speaking. But whatever the case, he's very mad. So mad. I've never seen somebody so mad in my life. Big Asian guy, how are you? Good to see you. You know you're a big Asian guy. I didn't, you know. What style of Asian are you?
Chinese.
Never heard it quite put with that accent before.
All right, nice to meet you. I'm Chinese.
Where are you from?
I was born in Australia.
You're born in Australia? Hang out, mate. All right, yeah. Yeah, hang out. All right, yeah. And you're a big fan of meat? Or, according to his shirt, it says fucking meat. I didn't put it on there. I didn't. Don't look at me sideways, all right? And what's your name?
Peter,
for sure, absolutely, yeah. And your girlfriend? That's Wong. This is Wong. And do you have a Chinese name, Peter? Don't fucking lie to me, Peter. I don't believe you. Where are your parents from?
From China in Tianshan.
From where?
Tianshan.
Tianshan? Well, let me tell you something. The Tianshan is building right now. If you don't tell me your Chinese name. There's no way your parents went, "That's our baby, Peter." No chance. Unless your name is like, Peter. You know what I mean? Like, the family name is Ta, and his name's P, you know? Peter. Peter, long na, ho fani. Fei lo, Peter. It's fucked up that I said that, Peter. I'm sorry. And that's your lovely lady with you? You guys married? Engaged?
Engaged.
Engaged. Congratulations. When are you guys doing that? You don't know? No rush? She's like, "No, fuck that." How long have you guys been together for?
4 years.
4 years, wow. Are you waiting to get to 8 because that's a lucky number in Chinese? Is that what it is? After 8, mate, then we're good. Yeah, no worries. Next 4 years, we're going to walk about. And how did you meet? And by meet, I don't mean... How did you get together? Work. That's nice. How old are you, Peter?
28.
28. Okay, good. Well, don't rush into getting married at 28. You too? You 28 as well, sweetheart? Same? Oh, that's nice. Oh. You going to knock her up at some point, Peter? You think little half-Asian babies, huh? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, buddy. Good. I have a baby. I have a daughter. I like her. Yeah, that's it. Well, she's not here. You don't have to clap. I mean, she'll watch this at some point. Dad, what the fuck? You know. Who has kids? You have kids, you two, English guy? No? No, not yet. No. Well, you gotta unfurry your furry area and ta-da! I like being a dad. My daughter's good. She's two. She's really pretty. I say that like. Let me clear something up. If I had a fucked up looking kid, I would be the first to tell you. You know what I mean? I'd be like, yeah, I got a little girl. Fingers crossed she grows out of it, you know? But I'm honest. Like, I hate when people tell you how cute their kid is, and then you see their kid, and you're like, what the fuck is that? You know what I mean? Like, you gotta see my kid's like, whoa, what did you, Google a platypus before you showed me your kid? What is that? Not every kid's cute. I mean, they're sweet, but they, you know, you can look at a kid and be like, ugh. I saw a cute baby in the mall the other day, but just a giant head on this kid. Just, like, I could tell, like, it couldn't even hold that shit up, you know? Just a big head on that baby. I hope he grows into that thing, you know, but she is very, very pretty girl, my daughter. She is. Like, people see her and they go, wow, she's so pretty. I go, and to be honest with you, my daughter's very pretty because she looks like my ex-wife. My ex-wife is a very good-looking woman on the outside. And she's, you know, my ex-wife's like a Ferrari with no engine. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, my God, is that a Ferrari? Yeah, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Just fucking sits there and costs me money. That's all it does. Are there any pregnant women here tonight? Okay. Sorry that you're in the stairs and had to climb all that shit. Pregnant women have it rough. You have no idea until you get pregnant how rough pregnant women have. Like, I mean, there's the obvious things that women go through when they're pregnant. They're uncomfortable. They got their hormones are crazy. They got cravings. They got a human inside of them. You know, their moods are all over the place. That's enough to deal with on your own. But then when you have to deal with other people, too, that only adds insult to injury. And especially in America, it's even worse, because Americans don't give a shit. They'll just say whatever they want to. At least in Australia, I'm like, I don't know what's happening to them, mate. Yeah. Walking a bit like a kangaroo over there. Yeah, mate, all right. Would you say? Nothing, love, American, yeah. No worries. I'm a healthy child. Yeah, all right, yeah. Let me give you a carrot. Mm. They got to deal with other people. When my ex-wife was pregnant, we were in the mall one time. This girl walks up to my ex-wife. She goes, oh, my God, you're pregnant. She pointed at her stomach like we didn't know where she was pregnant. You know what I mean? Like, oh, my God, you're pregnant. That's a miracle. You have a miracle growing inside of you. I hate when people say shit is a miracle. It's not a miracle when a woman gets pregnant. It's a blessing. It's not a miracle. Especially when my ex-wife got pregnant. She's Latina. I'm Indian. How hard do you think it was to get pregnant? You know what I mean? You got the two most fertile humans on the planet. We never even had sex. I just sent her a text one day. I'm coming home. I just saw coming. I hate when people say shit is a miracle. That's a miracle. It's not a miracle, you know? It'd be a miracle if I was in the wrong hole, then it's a miracle, you know what I mean? Oh my God, you're pregnant? That's a miracle. It is a miracle. I was in her ass. This is the most determined child you've ever seen. Do you know how much shit this kid's been through? like being a dad, you know? Having a little girl makes you a daddy. I know your Chinese side probably wants a boy, but... I don't make up these things, all right? Just going by what I understand. And they get to this age where they repeat everything, literally. You know, people warn me about that. Hey, Russell, when you have a kid, you gotta watch what you say, because they're gonna repeat everything. I'm like, oh, they don't. And I forgot that I have a foul mouth, you know what I mean? I forgot about some of the things I do when I'm alone in the car, you know? When I was driving to pick up my daughter a few weeks ago, I was playing NWA on the way there. And, you know, because it's so old school, just I wasn't thinking about what they were saying. I was just thinking about the memories it brought back for me, you know, the late 80s. I'm like, oh, NWA. And then you start thinking about when you were, you know, all these things. And I wasn't thinking about what they were saying. Then I pick up my daughter, I put her in the car, and I don't sing along completely because I don't really know the words to everything. You just sing along when you hear the part, you know, you know. And anyway, I got to this part in the song, and I was like, and I'm just driving, I'm like, yo, got that 5-0 double up, nigga. And then 2 seconds later from the back seat, I hear, nigga. No, 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 no. And I'm trying to flush her memory. I'm like, potato, potato, baby. Say potato, 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 nigga. I can't return her to her mother full of filth. Is that your wife or your girlfriend? Or?
Girlfriend.
Girlfriend. That's how long have you been together for?
A couple years.
You're probably going to, you thinking about locking her down, or you're just going to waste her time, English guys? Why are you sweating right now? For no reason. She seems like a lovely lady, and you seem to still like each other, you know? Look at them. They're engaged. They've been together 4 years. They're still holding hands, huh? Look at that. That's cute.
Must be the t-shirt.
It is the t-shirt. She's not grabbing his meat. She's holding his hand. You know what I mean? She's not like this, oh, Peter. You know, she's not just holding his hand. Yeah. Who has kids? You have kids, sir? Older guy? How are you? I mean, older with respect, not like, oh, fucking old. I mean, you're obviously older than me, unless you just aged horribly, you know what I mean? But what's your name, sir?
Al.
Al. Al. And who are you here with, Al? Your family?
Yep.
Is any of those your kids?
My wife and my son.
Your wife and your son.
And daughter.
And daughter or daughter-in-law? Which one? I go, daughter or daughter-in-law? Goes, yep. That's your wife's son? Hello? Bastard, hello. He's fucking looking at me, and he's like... This isn't YouTube. I'm not buffering right now. I'm talking right to you. Is that your only child, Al? Yeah, you like him? It's good, right? How old are you, buddy? 26. Why are you? What are you so shifty-eyed for? Well, that would have been great if you weren't chubby when you did that. You know what I mean? It was like, and then a big sweat stain right there. Great. That's gonna be on film forever. When you're your dad's age, you're like, what the fuck was I thinking? How old are you, Dad? 62. You look great for 62. You look like shit for 42, but you do. You look good for 62. I wasn't expecting 62. That's good. And were you in the room when he was born?
Yes.
Yep. Let me tell you something, guys. If you ever have kids, when your wife goes into labor, do your best to not be there. Like, be in the vicinity. You could be in the hospital. You know. You can make her think you're in the room, like, you know, do some sort of voice note on your phone and push, honey, push, and then hit repeat and loop, and then... But when she's giving birth, don't go in that room, because women get crazy when they're giving birth. They say the meanest shit to you, don't they? Because they're in pain. They feel that pain, and then they start thinking, you're the fucking reason for this pain. I hate you with everything in me right now. They just get mean, don't they? Here's the problem, is that women think that men don't think that giving birth hurts. Of course it hurts. It has to hurt. I've had shits that hurt. I can only imagine. How much worse it would hurt when you're squeezing a human out of you. But that's part of the deal, ladies. And I'm not trying to downplay how painful it is. It's extreme pain. I can only imagine, you know? But the positive side to the pain of giving birth is that it's physical pain, which means it'll go away eventually. 6-7 weeks later, your vagina will snap back together. You'll forget all about it. You'll be walking around, you'll stub your toe. You'll be like, ow, my toe! I'm like, what about your vagina? Fuck that, my toe hurts. Physical pain is the best pain you could hope for. I used to box, and I would get black eyes and headaches, but after a couple of days, it would go away. I'm not comparing boxing to your box. I'm just saying that physical pain goes away, you know? Because when you're giving birth, all you really need to do, ladies, is lean back and focus. Focus on squeezing this person out of you. You don't have to see what we saw in that fucking room. We can't unsee it. 6-7 weeks later, your vagina's okay. The rest of my life is fucked. It's been 26 years. You think Al's forgotten? He's not forgotten shit. I'm scared to go down on chicks to this day. It's been 2 years. I'm scared. I'm jabbing my way in. I'm like... It's the worst thing you could ever see, isn't it, Al? It's like watching your favorite restaurant burn down. I mean, they'll rebuild it, you know. But I'm not eating there again. Fuck that. You know, that menu's different. They've done all kinds of things. They put a drive-thru in there now. Mexicans working in the back. Is he a good kid, Al?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Was he a smart child? He was always. That's your dad really loves you, dude. Because my dad would be like, this guy's a fucking idiot. You know what I mean? Like that. Either your dad does, either he loves you a lot or he can't stand you and he doesn't want us to know. You know what I mean? Indian dads will say, this guy's a fucking idiot. Do you love him? Of course I love him. That's my child. But what a fucking idiot. This, an absolute idiot. My daughter's pretty smart. I'm impressed by her. She's only 2 and she's already speaking Spanish and English, which is impressive to me. I wanted her to learn Spanish first because, first of all, she's half Latina, and we live in California, so, you know, I wanted to at least know the language of California. Spanish is a very helpful language in California. I mean, you go to a restaurant, you want your car back from valet, you want to know, like, what to say, you know what I mean? So... So, you know what I did? I told my ex-wife's family, they're from Ecuador, I said, do me a favor. Please only speak to the baby in Spanish. They were like, no problem. Hey, did you want us to teach her English too? Nah. I got this. Last thing I want is my daughter being born in America and sounding like an immigrant, you know?
Dada, you coming over?
No, sweetheart, no Jews are coming over. Not unless my agent calls. And when you do have kids, trust me on this one. Buy your children, buy your babies, buy them educational toys. Best thing you could do. Because they start learning really young. I bought my daughter this toy, and you push the color, and it says the color. It'll push it, and it'll push yellow, and it'll be like, yellow, green, blue. But the cool thing in America is all the educational toys have a switch from English to Spanish. I flicked all her toys to Spanish. Now I'm learning Spanish, too. Who's thinking I am? Now when she pushes it, it goes, Amarillo, verde, azul. Now I know how to say yellow, green, and blue in Spanish, but only like an opera singer. Let me tell you where this backfired on me. A few weeks ago, I was in LA. I needed some yellow paint. I went to Home Depot, and I walked in, and there was a Mexican guy working inside. Inside Home Depot. So that's progress. Thank you, Mr. Obama. And I knew he was Mexican. First of all, it's LA. Secondly, his back was facing me. He was 5'4", had a giant head. There's no neck. It looked like a Rock'em Sock'em robot that hadn't been punched in the stomach. And ding. He turned around. His name was Juan. You know what I mean? And Juan, and he had the little Mexico flag right there. And when I see people and I can tell what their comfort language is, I always like to try and greet them in that language for two reasons. So that way, first, they think I speak their bullshit, and that way they won't try and rip me off. And secondly, you know, I just... It makes them feel comfortable right away. And when I do say something in your language, I try to say it the best way I can so you really believe I speak your language. But the minute you reply, I get all fucked up because I've run out of words. So I see him and I go, Hola Juan, ¿cómo estamos hoy? He's like, Hola. And I'm like, Alrighty then, listen. I make it look like we need to go back to English, you know, because you're at work and we need to keep it professional. So I go, I need some paint. He goes, ¿Sí? ¿Qué color? I go, yellow. ¿Sí? Mira. And he holds up gray and white and shades of gray and shades of white. And I'm like, no, 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 yellow. ¿Sí? Mira, yellow. No, Juan, that's gray and white and shades of gray and shades of white. No, just say yellow. Mira, yellow, yellow. No, no, that's not yellow, yellow. That's fucking gray and white, Juan. Yellow, mira, yellow, ice, ice. I don't care what your favorite song is right now. I just want yellow paint. Sí, mira, yellow, ice, ice. I didn't know that yellow meant ice in Spanish. I didn't know that. That's not on the toy. So I get in this big argument with the guy. I'm like, no, not fucking ice, Juan. Yellow. Sí, mira, yellow. Stop saying mira, yellow. This is not yellow. Mira, yellow, ice. Stop saying yellow ice. I don't want yellow ice. That's disgusting, first of all. I just want yellow. Mira, yellow. Stop saying mira, yellow. Yellow, yellow. No say. No say. Stop. Fuck. What do you say then? No say. I'm like, ugh. Amarillo. Turns out he had the same toy at home. He goes, oh, Jumin, yellow. I want to be strict, you know? I want to be strict with my daughter. She's only two, so I can't really gauge how I'm going to be with her yet. I want to be like my parents, but not as crazy. Because Indian parents are a little crazy with their kids, you know? I want to be like a white parent. I love watching white people talk to their kids. White parents have this way of speaking to their children like they're humans. It's beautiful to watch, you know? But I think white parents, I can't be as lenient as a white parent, because white parents, you take it a little too far, you know? Like, you give your kids options. They're a fucking kid. They shouldn't have any options. I was in the mall the other day. I saw a white lady in the food court, and she said to her 5-year-old son, she goes, Sweetheart, what do you want to eat for dinner? And the kid goes, I don't know. Okay, well, when you figure it out, you let mommy know and I'll make it for you, okay? I love you. She asked a 5-year-old what he wanted to eat. Not, do you want this or this? What? He could have said, I want shoes. I want to eat a pair of shoes. She would have had to make him a pair of shoes. I can't even comprehend, like, I grew up in an immigrant house. In an immigrant house, mom does not, there's no dinner for the adults and dinner for the children. Mom does not care what the fucking kids like. Mom does not cook for the kids. Mom cooks for dad. Whatever dad liked is what you were eating for dinner. That's the way it worked. It doesn't matter what your dad liked, that's what you were having for dinner. Turns out my dad used to love molten hot plates of lava. I was the only five-year-old farting fire at five. Just... They used to call me dragon ass at school. But white parents explain things to their kids, you know? They do. You take the time to do that. That's nice. Indian parents, they're the worst. If they don't want you to do something, they will make up the most insane story as to why you shouldn't do something and scare you into not ever thinking about doing it. And you don't think your parents are creative, so they're like, they couldn't be making that up. That must have happened, you know? I'll give an example. I grew up just outside of Toronto, a small town called Brampton, and B-Town represent. And I grew up in these townhouses, and all the driveways were attached in the townhouses. And at the edge of the driveway was a road, a major road where all the cars can drive. We were obviously not allowed to play on the road. We were only allowed to play on the driveways, for obvious reasons. Now, this was the white lady next door telling her son not to play on the road. Sweetheart, mommy doesn't want you to play on the road.
Why not?
Because it's not safe.
So?
So you could get hurt.
I don't care.
Well, I do.
So?
If you get hurt, you'll make mommy sad. Do you want to make mommy sad?
No.
Well, then be a good boy and play in the driveway.
Okay.
I love you. It was so good, she explained it to him. She told him why he shouldn't do it. She gave him the consequences as to what could happen. He had all the information he needed to not play on the road. And you know what? He didn't play on the road. Not my dad. This is my dad telling me the same thing. Russell! Don't go on the road. You'll get hit by the car and you'll break apart. Not I might get hit by a car. No, I will get hit by the car. Apparently there's only one car in my neighborhood. And I was going to get hit by it. And I was going to break apart. How the fuck do you break apart? When I was a kid, I thought I was made out of Lego because I was going to break apart one day. They scare you into not doing things. I don't have any tattoos. I think that's because my dad scared me into not having... You have a tattoo and you'll find out. That's how you get hepatitis. Do you want hepatitis? No, then don't get a fucking tattoo. You have any tattoos, Al? No, you know why? Because you're from the generation, I'm not saying I'm from your generation, but my generation who emulated yours a little bit. Your generation, am I lying? You had to earn tattoos. You never just went and got one blindly, did they? No, when I was a kid, the only people I saw with tattoos were old white guys, and they would have like a fucked up looking anchor on their forearm. Wouldn't even look like an anchor, it would look like a check mark, you know what I mean? Like he got it when they hit some rough water, was like, oh, and then. And as a kid, you tattoos meant something. Now it doesn't mean shit. Everybody goes and gets one. It equals nothing to me anymore. People are like, why'd you get a tattoo?
It's just to express my individuality.
No. No, you're a fucking idiot. That's what happened. And you decided to be just like everyone else. When I was a kid, you used to be able to look at somebody and you could tell by what their tattoo was and where it was, what kind of person they were. Like if you saw somebody with a neck tattoo, you were like, that's a crazy son of a bitch right there. And they'd always have something crazy on their neck. FTW, fuck the world. And then they would have a teardrop tattoo, you know? What's a teardrop for? I killed a motherfucker. And I couldn't cry my own tears.
Don't you quit on me.
Now it doesn't matter where the tattoo is or what it is. You got these little emo kids with skinny jeans and life is difficult tattooed on their neck. And real tears running down his face. Why are you crying? People get crazy. They do the sleeve now.
I got a sleeve. I did my whole arm.
That's cool right now. In 10 years, you're going to regret it. It's like having an Ed Hardy shirt on for the rest of your life. Sorry, Lebanese people.
No worries, mate. Hurry, nothing like Ed Hardy.
You gotta think. I see your tattoo, sweetheart. I see it. You look upset that I'm talking about tattoos, but what is that on your arm? What did you get?
A nautical star that says dream big, work
hard. A nautical star that says dream big, work hard. When you say it out loud, do you see how ridiculous that is? Do you see? I'm just saying, maybe on the way to the tattoo shop, you should have said it out loud a few times. What? You have five tattoos? What was your first one?
I've got one on my back.
You've got one on your back. What is it? It's what? A musical note? Is it on your back or is it a tramp stamp? What is it? Is it a? You should put it like right at the base of your back and call it. You know, put a bass clef. You know, like. Is it a treble clef? Bass clef? What is it? Treble clef. Are you a singer? Or do you just want guys to whistle when they're fucking you? Is that like I don't understand. What was your first tattoo? Was the treble clef on your back. Good. Like one day you just looked in the mirror and you were like, fuck. My back is boring. It needs a soundtrack. Women are the worst with this shit, because they don't think. They always put these little corny sayings all over them, and then, on my back. Women start with the cute tattoo, don't they? What'd you get? I got a dolphin on my ankle. Ding! You gotta think about the future. When you're 80 years old, that dolphin's gonna look like a can of tuna. That treble clef's gonna look like a fucking teardrop on your ass. Your nautical compass is going to be all out of whack.
It used to point north. Now it just everything goes south.
What does it say? Dream. You got to think about the future. Nobody thinks about getting old anymore. When I was your age, how old are you?
19.
What the fuck? You haven't even had skin long enough. At least have skin for at least 20 years before you start fucking it up, you know what I mean? Because, again, you're young, you're not thinking about the future. I'm glad I never got any tattoos, because after 40, your skin doesn't snap back the way it does right now. Like, your skin after 40 is literally like finding your favorite pair of underwear from, like, 5 years ago. And you're, oh, my God, I still have these, and you pull the waist, and it goes, and doesn't snap back, you know? And you're like, wow, my favorite underwear is now my favorite dusting cloth. This is perfect, you know? You gotta think, I see, buddy, you got a sleeve, you got all kinds of weird shit going on over there. What is that? What do you got there, other than no arm left? What happened? What was your first tattoo there, Tony Tats? What is that? A dragon, because you have bad breath, or? What made you get a dragon? You're not, obviously not Chinese or something. You like dragons? You know they're not real, right?
I like dragons. I have a bunch of them.
And then you were like, you know what? I got this dragon and another arm. And then you just went fucking ham on the other arm, didn't you? Where are your parents from? Because you're obviously not a white guy. What?
Syria.
One guy clapping.
No, there was mosquito. I had to...
You know your Syrian parents don't fucking appreciate your arms right now.
Back home, son, we would have cut off your arms. You look like Sharmuta. Cut off your arms.
I see yours too, buddy. You guys aren't thinking, are you? What? How old are you? 35. And how long ago did you get that dragon?
5 years ago.
5 years ago, at 30, you were like, you know what? This arm needs a fucking dragon. And I never want to see this arm again. The Asian guy beside you has a tattoo. Do you have a dragon? Because that would make more sense to me. You have a dragon? Yeah. Yeah, he does. Show us. Show us the dragon. He fucking has a dragon. You should have like a tank or something, you know what I mean? Like something that describes where you're from, you know? Like a fake set of bombs strapped to your arm, you know what I mean? Like, even the Asian guys, they're so stupid. The Arab guy has a dragon. Hey, dragon arms. Just saying, think about the future. Why do you have a dragon? Were you born year of the dragon? Or dragons are more in tune with you being Asian, so I'm not really mad at you for having that, you know? Women get cute with the tattoos. They always put the sayings and shit on them. There was a girl at one of my shows, I go, what do you got? She goes, I got one here, and I got one here, and I got stuff on my back. I go, I got stuff on my back too, but I wax it off. I go, what do you got on your back? She goes, scriptures. I have scriptures written all over my back. She had scriptures written all over her back. Who is that for? The guy fucking her, that's who it's for. I don't know about you, but the first time I bone this chick, I don't want to flip her over and the Bible staring me in the fucking face. You know what I mean? Yeah, baby, turn over. What the fuck? Oh my God, I'm gonna come. Give me your face. Why are you coming in my face? Because I don't want to come on Jesus. It's really uncomfortable. My mom's sitting right there, and I just did that. Sorry, Ma. It's your fault. I didn't know these words before. Should have bought me an educational toy. I'm jealous of tattoos. That's my real problem with tattoos. I'll be honest with you. Because, first of all, you can't get a tattoo after 40. You look like you're going through some sort of midlife crisis. You look like an idiot getting a tattoo after 40. And the other reason is, I'm a hairy Indian guy. I don't have the real estate for a tattoo. You know what I mean? What am I going to get? A tiger peering through the hair on my chest? You know? Girls are gonna like, oh my God, the grass looks so real. Megan, come here, look. He's got like a 3D HD. Oh my God, yeah, you can feel it, it's like grass. How old are you, kid? You look young. 15, that's an awkward age, right? Don't get any tattoos. You're only 15. Don't do what she did at 15 or whatever the fuck she was. She's only 19, so, I mean, I don't know when you got the treble clef. How old are you when you got your treble clef?
18.
In 1 year, she got 5 tattoos. No regard for her body. You seem like a nice brown kid. Don't fuck this up, you know? You're 15, you're in your prime whacking years. Just enjoy that. You know what I mean? It's okay, buddy. We've all been there. You know what I mean? Who's that with you? Is that your dad? Your uncle. Hey, uncle. How old are you, uncle?
34.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, uncle. You know what I mean? 15, just like, rah! That's all. That's all you wanted to do at 15, you know? Hey, and just, what's your name, buddy? Soy? Sahan?
Shahan.
Shahan. Shahan, Shahaf, Shahaf, Shahan. Shahan, when you're jerking Shahaf. I want you to know that there's nothing wrong with you, all right? Just enjoy it. Remember, uncle, you know what I'm saying, huh? 15, even in your 20s, as a guy, you could jerk off like 8 times a day and still fuck at night. It was an incredible time. You know? I mean, you don't really do it properly, but you can. I don't try this either tonight. Don't get carried away, is all I'm saying. It never ends for a man, Shahan. You will always, as long as you have arms. For the rest of... Al, 62. You still crank it out every now and then. Let's not lie to each other, Al, you know what I mean? It's not as frequent as it once was. I mean, you know, maybe once a month even. But whatever, you got to empty the pipes, you know what I'm saying? You know when it slows down? Uncle, you're only 34, you don't know this yet, but after 40 is when it slows down. That's when you got to make decisions in life, you know? You'll still do it, but it's not done with the same frequency or willingness as it once was. You know? Like, like tonight, I'll give you an example. If I don't get laid tonight after my show, I don't give a shit. I will go back to my hotel room, open up my laptop, put on some porn, crank one out, and go to sleep like a fucking gentleman. You know what I mean? Problem is, after 40, you get tired way easier. Do you know how many nights I've had it happen where I put my laptop on my chest and I fall asleep with my dick in my hand just... while the movie was loading. While the movie hadn't even started. And the only reason I wake up is because the heat from my laptop is burning my chest. I'm on fire! Oh. I grew up like an immigrant, and even though I was not an immigrant in Canada, I felt like an immigrant. And then I moved to the States 7 years ago and actually became an immigrant. It's kind of a weird process for me. You know, being a Canadian living in America, all right, yeah, three Canadians, good. No, one Canadian flag, good, good deal. Hold that up, we'll get a shot of it. Don't you want that on the fucking DVD? That's right. That's what it looks like, that's our flag, a leaf. Symbol of strength and fall. The immigrant experience is a lot harder than you think it is, you know? You really got to give your parents props if they came from another country to here or wherever they went to, because they really took a chance, you know? My parents left India in 1965, and they moved straight from India to Toronto, which is where I was born and raised by wolves. And I don't know how thick my dad's accent was when he moved to Canada, but it never got thinner. In the 40 years he was alive there. My dad had this ability to give everything an accent. Everything. It doesn't matter what it was. And not words. Any immigrant could fuck up words. My dad would fuck up sounds. One time my dad's car broke down. He calls me and goes, "Son, the car is broken down." I go, "What happened?" "I don't know." "Well, what's wrong with the car?" "If I knew that, I'd be a mechanic." "What the hell's a mechanic?" "The bastard that fixes the car." "Oh, I think you mean mechanic. Don't be stupid. There is no K in it." That's how you could tell. You can tell how Indian somebody is by how many fingers they point with. I was born in North America, one finger. You. People from India, four fingers to point at one thing. Just see. See these bastards. See. Just see. See everybody, see. See, in India, that this makes total sense because there's so many people there, you can't pinpoint shit. "Where is he?" That, see that. I don't know, you're pointing at four things right now. That, what do you, stop saying there. Where, that, stop, you're saying there more times. Where, in that vicinity. That particular group of people. They say things in India that make total sense in India, but make no sense outside of India. Like, I'll give an example. Last year, I was in India. I went to visit my uncle in Bombay. I went to his apartment, and I was like, "Oh, hey, uncle, this is a new place. Did you move?" He goes, "Yeah, son, a few years back, we shifted." He said they shifted. They don't say they moved in India. They don't. "Did you move?" No, son, we shifted. "A few years back, we shifted to this place." They shifted. You can't use that outside of India. Imagine if you're moving tomorrow, like, "Yeah, what are you doing tomorrow? I'm shifting." Why don't you stop it, you shifty bastard? What's wrong with you? Shifting. But that makes total sense in India, shifting, doesn't it? Because there's so many people there, you can't fucking move. You just kind of shift. Hey, did you just move to here? Recently I shifted to here, yes. Just shifted. So I say to my dad, what were you doing when your car broke down? I was making the turn. You were making the turn? Even though we were on the phone, I knew he went. If you're Indian your whole life, you know the pauses on the phone are... So what do you mean you were making the turn? Were you creating the turn? I was not creating the turn. The turn was there, I was making it. So the turn existed when you got there. Of course it existed. How else would I have made it? Well, who made it? I don't know who made it, but I was making it. So was it made or were you making it? Don't you question me, you bastard! When you get an Indian father mad, to go to is, you bastard! They will call, my dad would call me a bastard. That doesn't make any sense. You bastard! I'm like, Dad, I can't be a bastard. You're my dad. Am I? Am I? Were you there when it happened? He would get so mad, he would call me a son of a bitch in front of my mom. You son of a bitch! My mom would be like, Eric, not you, honey, obviously. The proverbial bitch that's out there. He's not your child or my child. He's the bastard son of that son of a bitch. He's a bastard bitch. I knew how to get him riled up. So, Dad, did you create this turn or was it made when you got there? It was made. I did not create it. I was making it. You can't make something that was already made. I did not make it. I was not making it. I was making it. By extending the word make does not mean you made it, Dad. You want to get an Indian person upset? Tell them they did something illegal. Dad, was this legal? Of course it was legal. It was totally legal. I was at an intersection. I put on my indicator. Did your indicator work? And this is where my dad screws up the sound. It was working just fine. Talk, 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 talk. Echo, what the hell is that noise? That's my indicator. Talk, 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 talk. Why does your indicator have an accent? You know it's not an indicator, right? Shouldn't it be going? That's what it's doing. What are you hearing? Doctor, 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 doctor. All right, then what happened? Then I proceeded to make the turn. Suddenly, the engine went. Your engine did what? Your engine went. Let me get this straight. Your indicator went tock ta tock ta tock ta, and then your engine went gada 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 gada. Right. Dad, your car is an illegal immigrant. Thank you very much, Sydney. You guys were awesome.
What the fuck are you? What the fuck are you?